Open your ears, crack those knuckles, and coat yourself in Bolo Stop for another exciting adventure of Tales from Tough City, a pulp novel read one chapter a week for 14 weeks. Kiss, kiss, bang, bang, fuck you!
Epilogue. The vintage black Derangetiev slid through the Tough City night like a shark in a cloud of squid ink. During the day, it might have attracted attention, but now it went unnoticed. Lucky for the unnoticers. The lights from the iconoplex danced across its skin as it passed, momentarily giving it a halo that seemed somehow out of place and yet natural. The car stopped and a figure emerged, her skirts flowing around her like blood in the water, and she went in. Must even angels pray sometimes? Inside the iconoplex, she walked by station after station, pausing only briefly before one that bore her very own face. If she smiled, it went hidden behind the gauzy red veil that swirled in front of her mouth. Imagine, then, beneath it, brilliant white teeth glaring from dark skin. Go on, imagine. She moved on until she had reached the far end of the plex. There she dropped to one knee and pressed the button by her foot. Music began to play. Soft music. The kind of music foreign to the world outside these walls. She was bathed in a red glow and was suddenly surrounded by floating figures, fat little babies with wings. And here, for a moment, Moxie L'Amour prayed for love. Or maybe she was just resting. Killing'll take it out of a person, even the toughest. But maybe. Then she was gone. The Derangetiev roared to life outside as the fat little babies disappeared, and the lights faded and the music died. And the iconoplex was dark once more. The end.